I'm Chad Christopher, and you're listening to the Orange Rocket Post Audiocast. Four times a year, the alleyway between West New York Avenue and West Georgia Avenue in downtown DeLand comes alive with a one-of-a-kind market you won't find anywhere else in Florida. Courtney Ford Hamill, along with her husband Rusty, started the DeLand Indie Market at Artisan Alley 4 years ago. Their mission? To shine the spotlight on small local businesses. The highly curated event features everything from vintage and artwork to handcrafted items, stuff for your pets, gourmet foods, and live music.
My name is Courtney Ford Hamill. I am the curator of the DeLand Indie Market at Artisan Alley. We are home to 75 vendors, vintage, boutique, handcrafted, food trucks, live music. We really want to focus on the small independent vendors having a place to call home and promote it really well, get a lot of people learning to shop small, shop local, independent. Nothing's wrong with big corporations, but we just want people to kind of keep it home.
How did you come up with this concept?
Well, we were a small brick and mortar business. We have a lot of friends that also own small shops. We had a lot of friends that just set up at markets, and DeLand did not have this concept yet, so we just decided to give it a go and talked with the awesome people that have Artisan Alley, and they liked the idea. So we started off, we're going on our fourth year, and it's just grown. We can only grow so much, but just always evolving, trying to come up with new creative ideas.
What has been the reception from the community, from the land?
Community loves it. They totally support all the surrounding businesses, really support it. It brings a lot of people in from all over Florida. We have vendors that come from South Florida, North Florida, so it's not just Central Florida, mainly Central Florida, but there are people that's gotten the word out, so it brings a lot of people from all over. And it introduces them to downtown DeLand, and they can see how precious this little gym is.
My name's Edward Ellerby. I like going by Eddie Inkfish.
How long have you been coming to this market?
This is my third time at Indy.
And what do you think about it, you know, in terms of a venue for you to be able to sell and get your artwork out?
I do think it's very good. I like a lot of the things that are going on around here. I think it's fun to watch smiling faces at any festival, but this is, you know, chilling, hanging out in DeLand and watching people walk by and smiling. You know, you don't see a lot of upset people here, not today.
The arts and crafts movement, you know, I mean, people are wanting things for their homes that are made by real artists, real
right.
Genuine made things.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that trend, you know, and how great that is for artists like yourself to see.
Well, I think that people want something different. They want something that nobody else has seen and say, you know, and they want a story behind it. I think that that's what people want today. Nobody's wanting the whole cookie cutter idea, you know, going to every hotel and see the same painting all the time. They want to see something that, you know, nobody else, and they can share with their friends and say, you know, and share the story that I shared with them, you know, or any other artist or crafter out here that has the story and what they've done and their time that was spent on that piece. And I think that's cool, and I think that's what people like, that people want pure, you know, imagination and creativity, not just something that was thrown together in 5 minutes. They want to see something. They want to see a little bit of struggle. They just want something cool, a cool story.
Hi, I'm Brittany, and I own the Owl's Attic. It's a vintage shop in Orlando, Florida. There's something really full of character about downtown DeLand, just the historicness of it. There's not much of that in Orlando anymore, so it's refreshing.
I think it's awesome. I think it's a good opportunity for people who aren't regular DeLandites to come in and check out their favorite vendors from around Central Florida and get to experience what DeLand has to offer. So I think it's awesome. It's beautifully curated, and everybody always seems to have a really good time. So, I mean, look around.
There's such a revival going on in downtown DeLand. A lot of people probably don't know about it who live maybe on the other side of the state.
They're missing out. Because I don't think there's any events like this around, this size, with this group of like-minded people that you know, gather together and sell their wares, and people just really like to come here and just enjoy the vibe, even if they don't buy anything. They just have a really great time.
What does it take to pull this off every single time?
Well, the process is we ask for potential new vendors to submit 3 to 5 images of their work. We have a panel of people that looks through everything, and we really try to find a very wide variety of people. Then we, after the submission process, they fill out an application, and then we start doing the layout to try to really mix up everything and keep it interesting. And then the day of, we get here about 6:30 in the morning, just getting things ready for everyone. Load-in starts at 8 a.m. and from 8 to about 10:30, it's pretty wild. A lot of management goes on, and I've got an amazing group of volunteers that do a bang-up job getting everybody in and keeping it very, very organized. Desiree Freeland, I'm going to give her a huge plug, one of my best friends, and also she gets this traffic in here like and has it managed like no other. So, and then the day starts, and we just check on vendors all day long, make sure they're happy, potty breaks, whatever they need, we'll do. And then at the end of the day, they pack up and they go home. But it's a beautiful time being all together, so.
Why do you feel so passionately about this? I can see the passion every single time that, you know, I ask you a question. Yeah. I mean, you love doing this.
I do.
Why do you feel so passionately about it?
I guess I just really love the sense of community, getting to know the vendors, and just creating really amazing relationships with them, whether it be on a business level or a personal level. I've met some of my best friends doing this and really have created a good community. I love this town. I grew up here. It was not this cool growing up here. I moved away, and when I came back, I got really involved with the community and just trying to make a movement to make this town a destination for everybody and share it with them, because it's a gem. It's a beautiful town with a lot of amazing people in it.
You can keep up with the latest on this really cool event by visiting their Facebook page, The Land in the Market at Artisan Alley. We'll also provide a link to it at orangerocketpost.com.